You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Insight, foresight, more sight. The clock on the wall reads a quarter past midnight.
The witching hour came and the deadlock continued, setting off a partial government shutdown this morning.
One faction of one party in one House of Congress in one branch of government doesn't get to shut down the entire government just to refight the results of an election.
The president has chosen to give a pass to big business for 1 year. We're asking to give that pass to American individuals for 1 year.
We are not going to mess around with Obamacare. No matter what they do, they've got to get a life.
This government shutdown belongs to them for the rest of their lives.
The answer from the majority leader over and over again has been no, 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 we will not compromise, we will not talk. And as the majority leader said, he hadn't compromised yet, and he doesn't intend even to negotiate.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
All right, here it is, hour number four of the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Thank you very much for being here. We just had Phil Dyer joining us. Distinguished military career, distinguished legislative career. Now he's one of the people trying to supervise the exchanges where people would buy their insurance if it's not provided by their employer. At least it's one of their options. And keep in mind, if people don't have very high income, they will get taxpayer subsidies to buy an insurance plan on the exchange, but they don't have to verify their income. They are rushing this in. They are rushing the exchanges into existence without verifying people's income for subsidies. And the reason that they're doing it is because ideologically they just don't want to have to wait. Now, it turns out they probably should have, because Phil Dyer said that he was unable to even get in. The guy who's helping to, you know, supervise the infrastructure for these exchanges said that he wasn't able to get in. It turns out that people who are trying to sign up on healthcare.gov, the federal government's main portal in 34 states, were getting error messages, one warning the system is down, another saying too many people are flooding the site. So state after state is having trouble. What does Kathleen Sebelius have to say about this? She says, please be patient. She likened the inevitable problems and the fixes required to software updates on Apple products like the iPhone. Quote, no one is calling on Apple to not sell devices for a year or to get out of the business because the whole thing is a failure. Everyone just assumes there's a problem. They'll fix it. Let's move on. Hopefully they'll give us the same slack as they give Apple. I tell you what, Ms. Sebelius, start producing a product of the quality of Apple and maybe they will. Apple does not go to market when they only have a half-assed product. Have you thought of using that same standard yourself? Anyway, from what we're hearing here in Washington State and what we're hearing in news reports across the country, just one big mess. Your phone call is certainly welcome here at 206-421-5757, outside King County, 1-888-312-5757. I promised you I was going to play this back and forth between Dana Rohrabacher and the CNN anchor. Dana Rohrabacher, Republican congressman from California, was explaining the House Republican position to CNN's Ashley Banfield. If you want you won't find a more vivid example of the media being completely in the tank, the so-called mainstream, objective, impartial news media being utterly, totally, completely in the tank for Obama and the Democrats than this exchange here. Again, this is Ashley Banfield, not a commentator, not an activist, allegedly, but a CNN anchor. Listen to the CNN anchor ask her question of Congressman Rohrabacher.
Why the continuing resolution? And for those in our audience who hate the technical speak, why connect the funding of the government, the entire U.S. economy? Why bring it to this brink? Why not do it at all the other times all of the other 100-plus Congresses have been able to fund the government?
Well, have you addressed that to the Senate? I mean, we've already offered a compromise. You're acting, you're telling your listeners that we Republicans are holding this up and the government's going to shut down. We have actually reached out to the Democrats with a compromise position.
Congressman, that's not fair. Don't you dare put this back on me. You know full well, you attached Obamacare and defunding it.
Am I a guest on the new show? Am I here to listen to the tirade?
You cannot make something
up. Am I a guest on your new show? Are you here to give us a tirade?
Let you can't make up facts, sir.
Let me finish
you pass
my
a bill back to the
Let
Senate saying defund Obamacare.
Excuse me, do your listeners understand this is the same thing we're putting up with the Senate? We offer a compromise. They won't even talk to us about it. You won't even talk to us about it. Whose bidding are you doing? We have offered the compromise. We don't like Obamacare. They like it. We have reached out halfway to them, put on the table a proposal, passed a resolution to keep the government going. They opposed the resolution to keep the government going and now say there's no negotiations. We get it all or you get nothing. So, and you're blaming us?
Okay, well said. That's Congressman Rohrabacher. And the compromise was at first they wanted to defund Obamacare. And then they said, I tell you what, don't defund Obamacare. Just delay the individual mandate for a year. Why delay the individual mandate? Well, you just heard Phil Dyer. He was explaining how these exchanges are supposed to work and how they're actually working. There's a pretty big gap there. And again, you're supposed to get public subsidies, taxpayer money, to buy health insurance on these exchanges if you qualify, if your income is low. They are not requiring you to prove your income. So you could just say that you qualify and you'll get on the plan and you get public money. It's like saying, yeah, if you want food stamps, you can only earn so much money, but you don't have to prove it. Just say it. Yeah, if you want welfare, you're supposed to be earning only so much money, but you don't have to prove it. Oh, yeah, if you want a refi or a home loan, you're supposed to be employed. You're supposed to be able to prove your income, your assets. But if you don't want to, don't bother. We won't check. That's what they're doing on these exchanges. It is unfathomably inept on the federal government's part that they would put a program of this magnitude into place without being able to verify people's eligibility for the program, namely the taxpayer subsidies. And what it gets down to is, you know why they're doing this? Because the liberals don't care whether people qualify. And they don't care about the whole notion of corruption, of people lying and getting your money for lying about it. Their goal is not a program that runs with integrity. If it was, they would never have rolled out these exchanges without being able to verify income. Their goal is simply to get as many people dependent on the government as possible. That's how they measure success. Get people as dependent on the government as possible, and forever after, we can count on them to vote for the party of government come the next election if they want to keep what they have. Let us go to Chris in Seattle. Good to have you here on the John Carlson Show, 14 minutes after 8. Go, Chris.
So I don't know whether you wanted to say it's inept, but I think it's probably intentional that they want people to lie or give them a really good incentive to lie. That makes them more dependent, and they don't want to be exposed.
Yeah, this is a perfect example of how to create a culture of corruption, is to tell someone that you can have money from someone else if you don't have much money yourself and you can prove it. But we're not going to make you prove it. We'll just take your word on it. That is inviting corruption. It's creating it.
I think that's the point.
And I think you're right there. I think the whole goal is just grow the program. Great comment. Thank you very much, Chris. Let's run out here to Dave in Kirkland. What do you say, Dave? Good to have you here on KVI.
Hi, John. I was watching something on a competitive network, we'll say, and they were talking about when you fill out an application, it's going to go up to, one of them was the IRS, and I thought it was Homeland Security, and there was a third one. And according to these people, they were just going to check you out inside and out. And, you know, when I'm listening to it, I'm chuckling going, yeah, right. But, you know, it made them feel good to tell the story, but I just was wondering what that's all about.
Okay, what it's all about is the Internal Revenue Service is being vested with more power under the Affordable Care Act than it has been vested with since its creation. It will be administering Obamacare.
Yeah, they're hiring 10,000 new agents, I heard.
And I don't know if they're agents or employees, but yes, they definitely went into a hiring mode. And your health care records are now going to be passing through more hands than ever before. So this is especially worrisome in an age where an electronic file can be sent one place and it can then be open to everybody. Your health care records are more exposed under Obamacare than they were before Obamacare. And they are training these people to, well, for instance, one of the articles said, you know, that they sent a memo out that says, please don't leave health care records on the Xerox machine. When you copy someone's record, make sure you take the original. We don't want that left behind. There are going to be more people's health care records swirling through more people's hands than ever. And that's another whole problem with this. By the way, I thought you might like this little shot here. This is Ed Henry, a Fox News White House correspondent, going back and forth with Jay Carney, President Obama's spokesperson. They're talking about Iran. And Ed Henry says, by the way, how come the president is negotiating with Iran but not with Republicans?
Jay, you're saying that you don't know, obviously, whether or not Iran will follow through on their promises. But the president did call the new president on Friday of Iran and sort of opened up diplomatic negotiations. So why not do the same with the House Republicans? You're at loggerheads. Call them.
Off the reassertion of GOP talking points. But the
Even if they're wrong.
Can I remind you that it was the Speaker of the House in several venues who said at the beginning of this year that he would never negotiate with the president again, that he felt doing so burned him.
Call him,
I suppose.
Bring him over here and force him to.
And maybe you didn't catch up to what the president just said, but he said he would be talking to leaders of Congress.
So why is there not a meeting today?
Again, I have nothing new to report on the president's schedule.
No, you have nothing, do you, Jay? You know, well put. The reason why the president isn't negotiating is that he has no interest in negotiating. Neither does Harry Reid. They wanted a government shutdown. Because they need a crisis. Because their administration is a disaster. And the only way that you can make up for an administration that is collapsing, an administration that is going nowhere on its agenda, its domestic agenda, whose foreign policy agenda is now being handled by other countries that are more capable of exhibiting leadership, like Russia on Syria. An administration that told us one short year ago that al-Qaeda was on the ropes, when in fact al-Qaeda is resurgent. Al-Qaeda is on the rise. Al-Qaeda is at a high point in its membership and in territory it controls. Let me say that again. In October of 2013, al-Qaeda is not only still existing, it is at a high point in its influence, in its membership, in the territory it controls, than any time in its existence. So with all of this, the failure of its domestic agenda, the miserable economy, other countries showing us the way on leadership, and with al-Qaeda growing, our number one security threat growing, the Obama and Reid and the Democrats looking for a distraction, looking for a crisis. That if they can't distract people's attention, maybe they can even blame their problems on the Republicans. We'll get to your calls here in just a second here. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Why KVI? Perspective, passion, principles. Where you get your news and views matters. Thanks for choosing America's original conservative talk station. Talk Radio 570 KVI. KVI.